This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday is upon us. Yes, perhaps we might subtitle this Victoria Fun Friday, depending on what we dig up here over the course of the hours that we spend together. Already at it and ready to keep going on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn out again today, but Victoria is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you. How could we be better off than to have YOU to talk about some of the things that are on your mind that is important to you? I think, if I may, I was touched, and I've been thinking about this all night. I stayed up late to watch some of the tributes to Senator McCain, and Joe Biden's was by far the best in any measure. Do you want to go through the context of it, Victoria, and then we'll talk about some of the nuance, the things. It's almost like it was a presidential. This whole thing has a presidential funeral air to it. That's also what I was saying. It does.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of people actually made that comment that it felt presidential. But yeah, I think I didn't see the speech live, but I read some of the transcript and. Joe Biden is incredibly, and he was very emotional during it, and it came from the heart.
Yeah, it was obvious they were great friends. A great example of how these people, the veterans who have been there, know how to work together, know how to be friends, know how to be family, know how, I mean, some people criticize it because it seems like a club, but it is functional, not dysfunctional like the House is. And Biden and McCain they sat next to each other for years and years and years. And so, this is an example. Sure, are there party differences? Sure, there are always going to be party differences. But the best example of how this all works is to look at the history of McCain. I believe, in many ways, thinking back in retrospective terms, that he is or was the most important member of the Senate to this point, by far. And that may be some of the reasons that the tributes have come in the way they have and that the attention is being paid to him that is. So anyway, what were from the highlight reel, what do you have there, Victoria?
Well, from the highlight reel, as you say, and there were a lot of highlights, I think, from what Joe Biden said. Now, this was given in Phoenix at the private memorial service, and this was for
how private
family.
Could it have been all the television cameras?
Well, in terms of invitation only. And so Joe Biden had a lot of great quotes that just sort of went viral immediately. He said, quote, "We both loved the Senate, and we both lamented watching it change." He was referring to the fading of bipartisanship in the chamber over the years. And like you said, Doug, they sat next to each other during long debates in the 80s and 90s. And in 1996, they were each told independently by members of their own parties that their visible friendship didn't look good.
And he was told that about Kennedy. Orrin Hatch was told that about Kennedy. And his friendship with him, it's disgusting. Anyway, go ahead.
That's just
screw
pathetic.
Them. It is.
And Biden says that he and McCain pinpointed that moment in 1996. He said that's when things began to change for the worse in America in the Senate. And he said it was always appropriate to challenge another senator's judgment, but never appropriate to challenge their motive. And he said when you challenge their motive, it's impossible to get to go, like to start to move forward
to get it
and
done.
To get to a position where you're on the same ground. Mm. He also said that McCain spent his final day on the Senate floor trying to restore order, and that was the number one reason that he went back to the Senate after he had his surgery. He was just trying to appeal to everyone to try out bipartisanship again and try to see how the other person felt. belt and reach across the aisle. And then on a personal note, Biden said, I always thought of John as a brother. We had a hell of a lot of family fights. We go back a long way. I trusted John with my life, and I would think he would trust me with his. Whenever I was in trouble, John was the first guy there. And then I thought it was really sweet. He ended by, or one of his final remarks was, he said John McCain loved basic values, fairness, honesty, dignity, and respect. And I think that sums him up.
The first person who was on the scene when it became known that Biden's son had died was McCain.
Yeah.
And isn't it interesting that he died of the same thing? And that's part of what has been the discussion here this week, at least in terms of the technical side of what the problem was. Because 82 isn't that old. It really isn't. In America today, many people are living healthy. Biden, I think, is, what, 76, 75, 76, somewhere in there?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and many of the members of the Senate, as I think on the other side, have proved to us that there maybe is need for some new blood because of the questioning. Was it Zuckerberg when he was there? How silly some of the questions were from some of the old-timers that were there? Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is the other side of it, the lesson. And I wonder, as I sit here, having really never done a quote-unquote divisive radio program, do I say things sometimes, and have I over the years, having been on the air, this will be my 54th year starting in October, and I, excuse me, I have been criticized, I've actually lost jobs, because I wasn't I don't like partisanship. I don't think it has a place, but yet, in terms of talk radio, the conversation radio, so-called political radio or right-wing radio, whatever most of the stations are, even the carry this program, I think we have 180 of our affiliates, at least either the number is 184 or 186, they carry Rush Limbaugh. And by design or definition, they carry Sean and you know, that sort of programming, which has become the mainstay, especially now with the Trump. It's money in the bank. It's cash. It's a cash cow because people are so bitterly partisan. And so I find myself to be sort of on an island, too, with this program and other things that I do that I have always done. And I wonder out loud sometimes whether Limbaugh, who I like personally, and I like Sean very much, isn't that sort of thing isn't responsible for part of what we're talking about here today. That which came first, the people like them who talk about things in the way that they do, or people just decided, yeah, that's the way I want it, or that's the way it ought to be, and we'll listen to people like that. I don't know. It's like the chicken and the egg. I don't know what comes, really, what is first. But I know that I think McCain was on my program with regularity, along with a congressman named Joel Heffley. I liked both of them. They're both Republicans, both moderate Republicans, and they had a place here. I think McCain was on once a week for 3 or 4 years. He'd come on, and we'd talk about what was going on in the Senate for sure. That was at the time, it's been pointed out that he had decided that he wanted to be very visible because he was going to make a run for the presidency. So I would have guessed that would have been about the same time Biden was talking about, 1996, 97, 98, and 99 in there.
And what was the first time that McCain ran for president? He ran twice, right?
Yeah, he did. 96 or 2000. No, I think it was 2000 against
George Bush. He didn't win the nomination, right?
No.
Did he try
George
to
Bush.
George
He won New Hampshire, and then he lost in South Carolina because Bush and the gang played some dirty tricks.
You know, it's funny.
Him. He has an adopted black child, so the people down there, the moronic thinkers there, made a big deal out of the fact that he had a black child out of wedlock, and there was a whisper campaign, and that's why he lost.
What? So
you didn't know that?
No. That's insane.
He and his wife went to Africa. They adopted
a
child.
No, I know he has an adopted son, but I didn't know anyone used that against him.
Oh, yeah. That was the whole thing in North Carolina in 2000.
Jeez.
That's why he lost in North Carolina. Or South Carolina. I can't remember. It was North Carolina, South Carolina. But
I didn't like his choice of Sarah Palin at all.
No, but it was a mistake, you know, and it was a...
I don't think it was his choice. I think that was kind of thrust on him. But as an individual, I actually think he would have done a good job as president.
He'd have been a great president.
I really do, yeah.
He's for the same reasons we're talking about here, the fact that he could get the deals done. And...
But there's more than that, though. I think for me, what I think of him, when I think of him and the things that I think would have made him a good president, I think first and foremost, it just his absolute pure, genuine love for America.
Yep.
And not from any place of greed or how much money can I make while I'm in office. No. Like, none of that. Like,
he didn't have to because he had plenty of dough.
But even if he didn't, I don't think he was that. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I think his character was not built in that way anyway.
I agree.
So I think that would have alone made him, I think, a very good president. I also think that he had a lot of common sense. He was not afraid to change his position on things. He was, obviously, that's why they called him the Maverick. He was unpredictable at times. He wasn't afraid to say, you know what, this isn't a good idea, even though these are what all my Republican friends want me to say. It's not a great idea. And then he would break away from that. And I think a president needs to be able to do that. A president of this country with the diverse citizenship needs to be able to pivot, and I just think that we're just stuck in a place where no one's willing to pivot at all, and it's pathetic.
No flexibility. It is pathetic. It actually is. It's very pathetic, because you never win under the circumstances the way we're going. I thought it was interesting. I also, at the same time, for whatever the reason, I didn't go to sleep because I was thinking about McCain when I saw that, and I watched some of the rally in Indiana yesterday that Trump had. It was very interesting how, and I wasn't thinking about Trump. I think there are some really wonderful things that Trump has done, but I just find his sophomoric approach to discussions about things that are important bothersome, but he gets things done, and there's various ways of getting things done.
I guess
he does. You know,
he gets things done that other people don't like and disagree with.
Well, that's not true. A lot of people like what he's doing.
A lot of people don't.
But a lot of people didn't like McCain either. But he got things done. It was not. It's the vitriol that comes from the inflexibility of people. I don't like Trump, so therefore everything he does is no good. That's not true. It isn't. But that doesn't mean that it's getting done the right way. And then we get into a discussion of what's the right way, and then you get lost in it. But anyway, our point here is to praise. What's the business about Caesar? We come to bury him, not to praise him, or to praise him, not to bury him. I forget what it is, but there's a line like that. And so good thoughts about John McCain are what we've had. And I'm sure on Monday we'll be going through some of the things that will happen over the weekend. Is his official Washington funeral is tomorrow, and then he's buried on Sunday in a private ceremony. It just seems strange. It's one of those things about here today, gone tomorrow. It's just kind of funny. They're not funny, but strange. Strange feeling. Let's get a good feeling about how to get a good night's rest. Those of you who, I guess most everybody's gone off to college, right? Is this weekend it? Most people after this weekend will be in school, no matter what the level, elementary school, junior high school, post, into college and graduate school. If you're sending your child off to boarding school or to college, send them off with some My Pillows. Never mind what you haven't done at home yet. Think about your children sending them off to school. How easy it is to wash them and to dry them. Yes, and you wash them every 4 months or so. That's what they tell you. The Mike Lindell story is a great American story. The pillows from My Pillow are great. Great American products. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com to get 50% off on the pillows, on the sheets, on the mattresses. You want a good night's rest for you and all of your family, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get a better night's rest. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for all the specials. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Doug and Jen, and well, not Jen, because she's off today, but a big fan of Ed Sheeran is Kara Schillen, so she's listening carefully to this. Victoria Keelan, Ed's going to star in Danny Boyle's new Beatles-inspired movie, playing himself in Danny Boyle's next film, which is based around a singer-songwriter who wakes up one morning and discovers he's the only person in the world who remembers the Beatles. An interesting idea. It really is. Himesh Patel will star as the budding. Is that Dev? Any relation to Dev Patel?
I don't know. Who
Himesh Patel is.
I don't think so. Yeah, I was looking him up. I don't recognize him. It looks like he's been on EastEnders, which is a big British show. So yeah. I imagine a lot of Brits know who he is, but he hasn't crossed over here yet.
Well, he's the budding singer-songwriter in the movie. And in the film, Sheeran finds his character, brings him on tour, and watches him turn into a superstar, pretty much playing the Beatles music. Sheeran says, very clever. They shot it around loads of my gigs. So it was a very intense couple of months, because I would have 4 days of gigging and then 3 days of shooting a film. I was playing myself, so I don't think I was that bad. It's an interesting overview. There wasn't much to mess up. The movie marks Sheeran's first major acting role. He previously appeared on TV shows like Game of Thrones and Bastard as Executioner. I don't even know what that is.
Also had a cameo in Bridget Jones' Baby. That was pretty funny.
Really? What's Bastard Executioner? I don't even know what that is.
That must be a British show. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, he described the experiences as popping in for a day or so, making a cameo. But he said in the Boyle film, this was like full days on set, 12-hour days. He said he hoped to continue working in Hollywood, noting he'd love to make a musical similar to the film Once, which came in 2007. I want to make something like that, something where songs dictate the film in a way. I can't see myself playing an Avenger. I don't really want to be.
Which is hilarious. Nerdy Ed in a cape? That would be hilarious.
No. So, that reminds me, I saw the other night on, what's the show? that all the old, not the judges that were on American Idol, the one that comes from Simon, is that the X Factor or something, whatever it is.
America's Got Talent?
Okay, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
I saw his son came up once. He got some kind of an award or there was a nice...
He got a star on the Walk of Fame, yeah.
Oh, that was what it was? Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
But there was somebody on there, there was somebody that tripped them or they engineered it, so they had the cast of the Carole King on Broadway musical.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a Carole King musical on
Broadway.
Oh,
it's amazing. It's called
Fabulous
Beautiful.
Watching those people.
It's won all the Tony Awards. My parents saw it. They loved it.
I'd like to
see
that.
Yeah. Where have you been?
who knows? I've been on the farm. That's where I've been. All right, next up musically, Maroon 5, along with Reverb, have announced that nearly 200 items from the band's accumulated musical gear, guitars, mics, keyboards, will be on sale online marketplace starting today. All the items used either on stage or in the studio by the band, some of the instruments dating back as far as 2002, the world tour there. Among the vast array are a Chrome Shure wireless mic. I'd like to have that myself. Levine used that in it. It won't be soon before long tour. And a wide selection of guitars, late 90s Guild Blues Bird, a Fender Custom Telecaster, and several Floyd Rose guitars played by Levine and James Valentine. He said, we used all this gear when we were kids, working hard to establish ourselves. Now we're in a new phase, and we need to clear out what we're not using anymore to make room for the equipment that will help us create what comes next. So, big sale on Maroon 5 stuff. 28 past the hour.
Environment shapes lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
John McCain's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda later today. Yesterday, McCain was remembered at a North Phoenix Baptist Church, where former Arizona Attorney General Grant Wood said,
he was courageous every step of the way. And in Arizona, he was our hero, that he was America's hero.
An invitation-only funerals to be held at the Washington National Cathedral tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Detroit last night, singer Teddy Pendergrass is one of 40 artists who performed last night at a tribute concert in Shane Park, Detroit, to remember Aretha Franklin. Her funeral set for today. She died at her home earlier this month at 76. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last Friday in August, 31st of August 2018, first day of the Labor Day weekend. Can you believe that since summer is over? Seems like the last 4 or 5 years especially, it seems like I say this because the time is going so quickly, enjoying the good weather, all the things that are connected to it for all of us. This is the DJB show, by the way. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is out taking care of her family, and it seems like they need a lot of care for this week. Anyway, I'm going to go see her father tomorrow. I'm traveling for the Labor Day weekend this afternoon, taking the midday flight to Los Angeles because Miles wants me to go swimming with him tomorrow. So, for those of you who don't know, Miles is my grandson, who's now big into swimming, taking swimming lessons, and he wants me to go swimming with him. So I'm taking my swimming trunks and going for a swim, first swim with my grandson. And so traveling today, actually it doesn't look like it's too busy, but we're looking around at some of the other things, the other people who are looking to get as much out of this weekend. It looks like the weather's pretty good around the country this weekend. Last summer weekend, I was talking to a friend of mine who's down on the Cape, and I have been thinking more and more this summer about how really swell the Cape is, actually. If you don't have to cross the bridge or the bridges to get into the traffic there, there's some great places that are on this side of the bridge. And where you are now is fabulous. I think, from what I know about that new place you have, Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Same kind of thing, like a year-long vacation.
Yeah.
Every day is like a vacation because you're on the beach.
Yep.
So, are you barbecuing, going to the beach? Don't waste a minute waiting. Just go enjoy. I'm thinking about flying and using some data that I am. I'm an easy traveler when it comes to getting on planes and stuff. I find it now to be. I used to complain all the time about the TSA, but I kind of got it figured out. So you just, you know what to do and how to get through. I'll get to the airport. My flight is a little after noon today, so as soon as I get off the air, I'll go to the airport. I'll be in and out of the TSA in 4 or 5 minutes, and then just saunter off to the gate. I've done it so many. I was thinking last night, I have done this trip hundreds of times. And it just, maybe that's what makes it so easy. Those of you who are doing something for the first time, have maybe booked a place to go and haven't been there before, so you wonder what's what and who's who. It's really difficult where you are. The Newark airport, LaGuardia, the New York airports, although I don't think JFK's is bad. Delays are really bad there. San Francisco is bad. New Orleans is bad. I guess I'm just talking about, it's interesting. The one airline that I have challenges with is Hawaiian, but they're the one that seems to be an on-time performance rating, 94%. Alaska has a 90% and Delta 87% on-time arrival. I think more is made of that. You know, the airlines inflate the time in the air. Anyway, it says on my ticket, it's 6 hours and 13 minutes from Boston to Los Angeles. That's what's allotted. But if there's no headwind, 5 hours and 45 minutes, 5 hours and 40 minutes. And coming back the same way, you get pushed by a good headwind, they allow 5 hours and 12 minutes, I think, for the return. And it's easily 4.5 hours and you can get back. But that's how they fudge the numbers. So when you look at the on time, when you're buying a ticket, you don't know, okay, I don't want to sit at the airport, because that's really what happens. You sit, if you get off the gate and still sit out on the tarmac for an hour, you've left on time. That's how silly the situation is when you're traveling. How about driving cars? Who's driving? Kara, what are you doing this weekend? You sticking around?
I am hanging out in my apartment and maybe getting brunch. I don't think the weather is supposed to be that great, so I might try and go to the pool, but not much more than that.
Not much more than that. All right, and what about you, Ms. Victoria?
I will be in New York City today and tomorrow doing a drag show.
I will be with about
100 drag queens with
there
Neil Patrick Harris.
Nicely
done. It's
going to
be an interesting next 2 days.
There's a new study from the bank HSBC, which is headquartered in London, suggesting that 1 in 50 airplane passengers meet the love of their life on board a plane. Results came from interviews with 2,100 people from 141 countries in which participants were asked about the likelihood of meeting the one. This study reveals that over half of airplane passengers have struck up conversations with a stranger on a plane. I don't like to do that. I want to be left alone. I want to have my meal, watch a movie, take a nap. I don't want any of that. I suppose if somebody sat next to me and it was interesting and maybe.
Really?
But
so if a beautiful woman sat down next to you and you were on a trip?
I have had, in the years past, I've had those circumstances, and at least to maybe one date and that was it. The findings of this study suggest that 1 in 7 flyers make a lasting friendship while flying. That's never been my experience. 16% get business when they're flying. Many airlines testing out in-flight Wi-Fi, and I find that to be pretty annoying because they say they have Wi-Fi that works, but it doesn't really. That's been my experience when I've tried to do iPad. It's very confusing, difficult if they're going to do that. And they're doing that, they tell you, oh, this is much better for the passengers. Bourgeois. It keeps them from having to spend $1,400 to put one of the entertainment units in every seat. That's all they're thinking about. They're not thinking about you at all. That's a load of baloney. So anyway, ever met anybody that you wanted to know better on a plane, Victoria?
I have not. But the truth is, I very rarely ever fly by myself, so because I've never really had to travel for business. So yeah. Whenever I travel, it's for leisure, and I'm always with a friend or a boyfriend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I'm the window girl. I'm the window. Really? I sit in the window and I never get up, and that's it. So
I don't like the window.
I'm not social on planes.
Yeah. Even if there's only two seats, but climbing over somebody that falls asleep, and you trip on
them.
On a 6-hour flight, not easy to not get up.
Mm.
JetBlue, speaking of travel and airlines, raising baggage fees. Here we go. The first major airline to charge $30 for the first checked bag. Disgraceful. This is just disgraceful. The JetBlue people introduced this week, charging customers buying the cheapest seat in the blue fares, $30 for the first bag, $40 for the second bag. The current charges are $25 and $35, so they're going up $5. That's the standard on the major carriers. Third bag, $150. God, these people are whores. Excuse me, but they really are. This is outrageous. I've not ever been a real fan of JetBlue. A lot of people love them. I never have liked them. They fly the crap can Airbuses, and people on board are all right. Normally, if I'm going to Florida or going north and south from Boston, they're pretty much what you have to take if you want a direct flight. But that's just usury. It really is disgusting. So that's what I really think about that, Doug.
Okay.
All right, what do you have something, Victoria. I went around and started thinking about the weekend and traveling and stuff, but you've got something cooking. What do you have?
Well, Aretha is, today's her, the big funeral. There's a new interesting sort of twist to the funeral. There will be dozens of pink Cadillac owners who will be paying a special tribute to the Queen of Soul by lining up their cars in Detroit for her funeral. So this is actually inspired by the way the police line up their vehicles to honor fallen officers, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this song, which was her 12th Grammy in 1985, Freeway of Love, and she mentions pink Cadillac. She's in a pink Cadillac in the video. So that is what inspired everybody to grab their pink Cadillacs and show up in Detroit.
So that means that all the Mary Kay cars in Detroit will be in the funeral procession.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because the wife of the resident pastor at the Grace Temple where they're having the funeral services, she is an executive she's a sales director with Mary Kay. And so she called up everybody who's ever won a pink Cadillac. And so now they say they have over 130 pink Cadillacs. Can you imagine what the visual of that will be? That's going to
be
incredible.
Well, you'll be able to see it on the news tonight, and you'll be all over social media. You can be sure of that.
And they said Cadillac was actually founded in Detroit in 1902, so there's a connection there to Detroit. And an ivory 1940 LaSalle was used to transport Aretha's body from the African American Museum to where it was on display in the gold-plated casket that we talked about, and then it will be transported to the Grace Temple for her final. But they say that the pink Cadillacs are coming in all the way from as far as Florida, and I believe there's one in Texas that's on its way. So it's definitely going to be a beautiful visual.
Yeah, that will be. That's a very classy, cool. And some of the speakers, I think Obama's there to speak and Clinton's there to speak, and then they're getting on a jet together and going to Washington to be a participant in the funeral tomorrow, the official state funeral for John McCain.
Yeah.
So interesting how sort of the connections are made, isn't it, really, when you get right down to it?
Yeah.
Last week, or was it earlier this week? The fellow who starred in The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, this would have been a perfect episode.
Yeah.
Manner of speaking for that show. 45 past the hour on the DJV program. Years and years and years of being in public have made me conscious of my smile. And more people, I would think, Karen and I were talking about this off the air. This is kind of a no-brainer because everybody wants white teeth, right? Who doesn't want to have the best-looking teeth? And honestly, the stuff that's available, I don't say that because it's part of the ad. It is true, the options for whitening your teeth suck, not to put too finer. They really do. Those trays, you stick them in your mouth. They taste terrible. You leave them there for 30, 35 minutes. They stick to your gums. Do they clean up and whiten your teeth? Yeah, but at what cost? And then those toothpastes that have those little pearls, those little plastic pearls in them that you end up swallowing, and they go through your body, and then they go out, and they can't, they don't break down. So when it goes through the sewer system, you're leaving behind the residue. It's not very pleasant. Get whiter teeth? Yeah, but they eat into your enamel. So sooner or later, the enamel is gone, and then you have to put caps or veneers on your teeth. So who wants to do that? And so I think that if you're at all conscious of your teeth and the whiteness quotient, then you ought to be on the phone to 800-208-1797 and get yourself some power swabs, clinically studied and proven with their patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten your teeth, get rid of the stains, in just 5 minutes. This is a no-brainer. Snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. And what Victoria says always, which is very applicable, is this stick that you get. When you order the power swabs, you'll be sent six, I think, is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these tubes. And then you get a power swab stain out quick stick, which you take with you when you're out and about. You want to get a quick refresher of your teeth, nice white smile. This is the trick. So all of this comes in your first order, and you get 50% off the cost of these when you call an order at 800-208-1797 and use the DJV code. So do yourself a favor. Clean up the stains from coffee, tea, red wine, whatever it is that you've done that have given you the yellow teeth, and have a brighter, whiter smile. Listen to your Uncle Dougie. Call 800-208-1797. Tell him you heard about it on DJV. Get 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797.
The Geek Out. Contraception is not commonly thought of something in the digital realm, and while previously there have been apps to help women with fertility cycles, until now, none have been approved for use by the FDA. Natural Cycles is, and it's an application that uses a proprietary algorithm to calculate a woman's physical data to provide feedback on both when the opportune time to get pregnant is, or if you're looking to avoid that, when not to partake in those activities. The app's effective performance its claim to fame with numbers better than many non-medicinal forms of contraception. The app comes with a 3 months trial and then some subscription options. We've posted a link to the company on our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Another store closing? Well, we're here for you. Kohl's, with the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Levi's, Adidas, Carter's, Hanes, and so many more. For your family and for your home. And the best savings. With incredible sales, Kohl's Cash, and Yes to You Rewards, Kohl's is the best place to shop. Shop anytime online or go to kohls.com/stores to find a store near you. Kohl's, we're here for you.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main
message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350-350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour now, it's time for us, those of us who are addicted to technology, to get the top five technological stories this week, according to the editing of Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us from number five to number one. Number five, which is actually number one, well, the first story is number five, Chipotle is doing something that is very good for people like me who want to put food and farm together. Will you explain, please?
Yes. Chipotle has announced the launch of an accelerator program designed to find new and innovative companies in the food and farming space that focus on technology-focused solutions. So these are, they're looking for farming and tech combined. So agricultural advancements is something that Chipotle has really tried to get behind. And part of the reason for that is because Kimball Musk, who is perhaps the lesser-known Musk brother, Elon, of course, being the more famous one, Kimball Musk is a board member of Chipotle and a farmer, and so he has a company that he started called Square Roots, and that's a sort of an urban farming company, and so he's very into combining technology and making that easier for advancements in agriculture. So it's not surprising that he's behind all this. And so Chipotle's foundation is investing $200,000 into the program, and they said that if someone comes up with a great idea, that they are open to investing in that company as well, or even acquiring them. So they have, if you go on Chipotle's site and you have a farming initiative or an agricultural technology-based company, then you can apply for this right now.
What's the name of it? I love these technical guys and the names, the clever names they come up with. The Square Root, isn't that what it is?
Square Roots is Kimball Musk's farming company.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Clever. All right, number four, a focus on YouTube this week.
Yep, it seems like every tech company these days has become increasingly concerned about your digital well-being. That's a whole new buzz phrase for 2018. And so less than a month after Instagram rolled out its first suite of tools for measuring how much time you're spending on the app, YouTube is doing the same thing. Advocacy groups and researchers, of course, have been raising alarms about the negative effects of too much screen time. And so Google has done the same thing. Facebook is doing the same thing. Now with YouTube, you can actually go to the new setting in your account. It's called Time Watched, and there you'll be able to set controls for yourself if you want. You can turn off the autoplay, which means when one video ends, another one starts automatically, and that's how you go down the rabbit hole. So you can turn that off, and you can also set up a viewing schedule for yourself so you're not stuck on YouTube all week.
All right, moving to number one. Now it's time for number three on the list this week of the top five stories. You can get to Instagram in a different way now, according to something new there, yeah?
Well, Instagram is letting more people apply for verification. That's the little blue check mark when you know it's really the person that says it, who it is.
Ah.
So that the reason they're doing that is because they want people to fill out the form and to go through the process so they make sure that everyone on Instagram is identifiable. They want to know what country you're located in, which is a direct relation to the Russia investigation. They want to know if you've changed your name recently, if you're, you know, your account name and things like that. And so basically Instagram said that the community of Instagram users has been letting them know that transparency is really important and they want to know more. So that's Instagram's answer, which is actually a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Number two on our list of the top five, Yahoo! Look out!
Oh, man, Yahoo is right. So the Wall Street Journal found out this week that Yahoo Mail is still scanning users' emails for data to sell to advertisers. Now, this is something they said they were no longer doing. Well, turns out they lied. There's no other way around it. Oath is the company that now owns Yahoo, and they are in talks with advertisers to provide a service that would scan 200 million Yahoo inboxes for insights on the users, like if you're a frequent flyer, if you're self-employed, and other qualities that they can then sell to retailers, which basically means retailers can spam you. So my advice, get away from Yahoo Mail. But and last year, all three billion of their accounts were breached anyway, so you're not doing yourself any service.
Bye-bye, Yahoo!
Yep.
Number one, a focus on Spotify now that college is back in session.
That's right. Last September, Spotify announced a bundle with Hulu for college students that only cost $5 a month. And so it was a Spotify for music, Hulu for TV. Now they've added in a premium subscription to Showtime, and they didn't increase the price. It's still $5 a month. So this is the best possible deal if you're a college student. It's a great deal for Showtime as well because they have the eyeballs of a whole new generation of viewers. And in a time when people are cutting the cord with cable left, right, and center, they need to be getting a new audience. So it's a great deal for consumers, though. If you're a college kid, go for it.
Woohoo! I did woohoo instead of yahoo. Woohoo! There it is. That's my reaction to the technical news. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.